Good
morning.
Boker Tov.
Okay, let's, while we're waiting for Eli, let's summarize what we're dealing with here. We started dealing with the subject, we're in Perek Hey, Inyona HaShabbos Kfulim. And we saw many examples of, yes, Eli, that the double Loshem, the Shnei Kfosim, Mus Yumais, we saw many examples of Kfulim. We started understanding the Sheirish of the Sugya of Kfulim is the Sugya of Zocher and Nekeva. Zocher is the Bekoyach, and the Nekeva is the Bepoil. In every situation, you have a Koyach and you have a Bepoil. The light of the sun is reflected via the moon. The sun at night on its own, you don't see the sun. But the moon is what brings out the light of the sun. That was the examples. We saw some examples of that. We saw, where did it manifest in Shabbos? We saw that Shabbos had a complaint. She'd never zug. Shabbos didn't have a zug, but never a partner. All the other days of the week have a partner. I don't have a partner. Shem says, Klal Yisrael will be your partner. What's pshat? So we saw from the guy in there that, that let's say Yom Rishon, where was it again? Just one second. The Goyin's Marechet, the Yom Rishon, the Zug of Yom Rishon was Yom Rivi, because they both deal with Melechus Haor. The luminaries were created, Shavai Vayas was created Yom Rishon. Yom Rivi is where the Moires were created, where that or gets reflected into the world, manifested into the world. That was the one dogma. So Shabbos, what's Shabbos' Zug? Shabbos is covered Shemayim, is Shechina. How does that come from its Bekoyach into the Bepoil? That's why Klal Yisrael. In other words, Shabbos is the Zocher in this framework. Shabbos is the Zocher, and Klal Yisrael is the Nekeva. We said that that's not always 100%, because it depends how you're looking at the system. It's Yechasi to what are you looking at. Sometimes the Zocher is the Nekeva, sometimes the Nekeva is the Zocher. Depends what you're looking at. I think you remember that, and that shouldn't be too much of a problem. Okay, let's take one more step here. If you don't get this, what we've understood now is the Yesoda Yesodis. If you have this idea in your head, the Zocher and the Nekeva, the Koyach and the Bepoil, how these two interact, you've got a big Shoresh and a big Klal that you can apply in many, many places. In fact, there's nowhere in the world where it doesn't apply. You can find this dynamic manifesting in every possible thing you can find. Okay, but let's take another step here. Ulechira, atah leish lishol. We can ask the following question. Ach im eich im kei nikve shmoy shel kol dover, im zoche im nekeva. Why is it that everything in the world is called Zocher or Nekeva? Im Zocher, im Nekeva. Harev shali kroy al shem tchilas kabalosoi, v'hev shali kroy al shem sof nesinosoi. You can call the thing on the beginning of its receiving. The sun, for example, if this is correct, this example, I haven't thought it through. The sun receives its light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beginning of its Kabbalah. And then it ends off by giving that light to the moon. I'm not sure why what's bothering him here. I'm not into understanding b'duk ma mafriya lo, yeah? You call it Zocher v'Nekeva. You could call it Tchilosei, Kabbalosei, V'Seifei, Nesinosei. Lo yode ma mashmei shel zeh, but that's what he says. Aval ha'tshuva, adova nikva al pi ike mekoymoi. You fix the thing. You establish the thing by its ike mokom. L'moshel. Halavona ha'nikra Nekeva. The loon is called Nekeva, yeah? When I clap her aretz, he zocher hamashpia. When you look at the moon in relation to, I see where he's going with this now. Okay, the point is only just the light switched on. Okay, the light of the moon just switched on. I think we might have even touched on this a bit at the end of last week, and we said we'll do this again. Okay. So a lot happened since last week in my head. Okay, the moon. Kape the Aretz, so the Aretz is in a cave, and the moon is the Zocher, nachon? Because the moon is Mashpia on the Aretz. Ah, but the Nevona is in the Kaver. We always call the Nevona in the Kaver. Why? Klape the Aretz, it's the Zocher. But I'm a Nikva Shitir, Be'ikor in the Kaver. Why is the moon Be'ikor in the Kaver? Be'ikor Tachlis is to be the Mashpi on the Aretz. She should be Zocher. The earth should be in the Kaver. But why is the moon always called in the Kaver? Elasiba kiven shemakoyme b'shamayim below the Aretz, Nikras al shem kabalosa min ha-shemesh. Where's the moon's Ikka place? Is in the Shemaim. Where she is, in her Mokum, she's the Mekabel of the sun. She's not on the Aretz. If she was on the Aretz, maybe, but she's not. We go after the Ikka Mekoymoy. There's a Kashe Lavin. I mean, the Moshel is not so hard to understand. The moon's in Shemaim. We go after the moon. Why it should be like that and what it is? I don't know, but that's the word. So she's called off. Via, she's labeled after the receiving from the sun. Mother is a mother, she's a mother, yeah? She's in a caver. But klape the sun, she's Zocha, he's in a caver. You understand what's going on here? We're not talking about men and women, we're talking about Shiroshim of principles. Who's Mashpia and who's the Mushpa in a mother-son relationship? The mother is the giver, and then the son's the receiver. So in that marechet, she's the zoch, and he's in the kaver. But we never call her him. Well, today, I don't know. Today, anything's possible. But in a normal environment, he's he and she's she. The mother is the kaver. Where's her Ikka place? Her Ikka place is the wife of him. It's her Ikka Mokum. Her Ikka Mokum is she's the Nekeva of the Av, of the Zocha. She's going to be manifesting sometimes as a Zocha, she's going to be manifesting sometimes as a Nekeva. In a Chinami, the moon also sometimes manifests as a Zocha and as a Nekeva, but we label it via its Ikka Mokum. That's what we call it, even though there are those differentiations. That's clear? Ellie, we can't see you. Where are you? Hope you're there. Okay, so that's it. You have to play with a little bit. Okay. V'chein inyan ha-Shabbos. Mitzad echad hei ha-mashpi ha-garol b'olameinu. Shabbos mitzad echad. Oh, there you are. I'm just looking at a black box. They're little Ellie's. They're black box. Need to see your smile.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, you can switch off if you want. Now that I've seen you there, we know
no,
you're
no,
there.
No, it's fine. I didn't realize. I was in a rush.
One of the nice things about Zoom is people think you're there and you're not. So they,
no, I'm here, I'm here.
I use that a lot. Yeah. Okay. You switch on and you know, and everyone thinks you're there. Meanwhile, you're fast asleep. Okay. We'll say that. Dave, okay, so let's apply these principles to Shabbos now. Mitzad echad, hi ha-mashpi ha-gadol b'olameinu. What's the biggest mashpi in the world? Shabbos. All the 6 days of the week, they get their life force, they get their existence, they get their bracha. Everything comes from Shabbos Kodesh. All the brachas and all the mashpi, all the toiv that comes to us, comes via Shabbos. Mitzad ze hi mevakeshes ben zug she kabel bechosei v'yotzei usam lepoel. In that role, she requests from her spouse to take these brochas and to bring them into the world bepoel. V'im kain laman increase beloshin akeva. So why is the Shabbos called nakeva? The Shabbos is the male. The Shabbos is the mashpia. She gives and gives and gives, and she's requesting her zug. That's Klal Yisrael. Take this and you bring it into the world. Shabbos on her own can't bring it into the world. That's why she was complaining. I don't have a ben zug. I have all this koyach, but I have no bepoil. All the other days of the week have a bekoyach and they have a bepoil. They have a partner that can, and a kaver that can bring it into the world. Aval ani ein. Shem says, Klal Yisrael is your zug. So the moon, the Shabbos requests from her zug, that's us, please take all these brachos and all the sashpor that I'm bringing, and you manifest it into the world as the nekeva. I'm the zocher here. So why is she called nekeva? You have a question? That's not what we said now. The question should be posh. V'im kain, lama nikras b'loshon akeva, ela kiven she'ike makoy mehu b'kedusha shel ma'ala, hamenu teket me'oilam hazeh. Where's Shabbos's ike space? Is the kedusha shel ma'ala, which is completely menutak from this space, from this world. V'im kabelas l'soiche yichud Hashem isbarach nikra be'ike kale klula. Where does she get her spore from? She gets all of that totality of what Shabbos is. She gets that from Hashem Yisburach. The Yichud of Hashem is manifest in her. And then she's Mashpia, say, Nachinami. In one level, in her relationship with Klal Yisrael, she really is Zochen with an Akeva. But in Etzem, if you look at where she is and where she manifests in the Marechet, that's what we call her Ba, not by what she's doing now. But what she is in Ika, she's in a caver. Because she's totally makablim from him, the same as the moon. The moon doesn't give anything. The moon receives from the sun and just reflects that down here. So in that respect, in Achinami, she's in a caver. We call her in a caver. Even though our relationship with the moon is that the moon is the Zochen, we're the Nakeva. But we name her after the Ika. Okay. So now he brings. Yeah, okay. Let's see how this goes. Benevi or Dugma Nifla. Yemeni, you can, once you start getting to the sugya, it's endless. You can have so much fun with the sugya. It's a moiridik. It's in every little thing. You go all the way down into the atom and look at neutrons and electrons. You'll see the same pattern everywhere. It's a moiridik. But let's look a bit closer to home. Hinei, Nishma Sa'ada, Mikras Bekol Mokan Beloshan Akeva. Nachon, when you talk about your neshama, you talk about male or female. We always refer to the neshama in the female, in the nekeva. Nachon? Oh. V'lechayra dovet t'mua. Shrei vada shi ike ha-mashpia ha-yoyis bod chiyus al-adam. Who's the biggest life force in your life? Who's the biggest life giver in your life? Who's the one that's mashpia on you more than anything else? Is your neshama. Nachon?
Yeah.
Oh. V'im kain lechayra ha-gufu ha-nekeva ha-makabeles v'neshama hi ha-zocha ha-mashpia. The guf should be the nakeva, and the neshama is the mashpir, should be the zocher. Lama im ken nikra haneshama b'kol mokem b'loshen nakeva. The neshama is always loshen nakeva. Good question, huh? Aval tshuvosa can iskilu. Now we chachomim, and we know the answer is poshut. Shakol tolo heichan ikem mekoyim shel haneshama. Go after the ikem mokem. Where is the ikem mokem of the neshama? Im ikem mekoyim. He can ala admus vada shenitoyrim lo lefi yichase el ben zuga haguf. If the ikka place of the neshama is here, then avada. The neshama would be called the zocher klape the guf, and we'd name the neshama would be the nakei, would be the zocher, and the guf would be the nakeva, because this is her mokum. Aval be'emes haneshama kan be'olam hazeh he. We know that the Neshama down here is a temporary resident. The Neshama, this is not her place. The Neshama doesn't belong here. Just passing through. Where's the Ika place of the Neshama? In Shemayim, tachas kisei ha-kovod, whatever that is. V'sham Ika metziyusa, v'misham hi mekabelas chayim, mimakor ha-chayim. That's her Ika place. And that's where she receives everything she is from the source of love. Because we're calling her Nakeva from where her source is, not where she's functioning now. Clear? The Zoch and Nakeva will interchange depending on the relationship. It'll sometimes be acting as a Zoch, sometimes Nakeva, depending on what it's doing in a Marechet, it's very complicated, yeah? Depending on the relationship. But it's always called after its source. The Neshama's source is Nakeva. Illustration. V'sham ikametziusa. What's the ikametziusa of the neshama? Is there? U'misham ikabelas chaim akor chaim ulechein he nikras b'loshen nakeva b'kol mokem. She be'ikra he kaviyachol bazug lekabu chaim b'akorish baruchu. She is kaviyachol the bazug of akorish baruchu. She gets life from akorish baruchu, and then she turns around and brings it down here. Exactly the same pattern. You see the pattern here? Exactly the same. In this marshal, you can call HaKadosh Baruch Hu the sun and the Neshama of the moon. Same as the moon is called Nekeva, even though really she's the Mashpia down here. But we go after the Makor. You see, once you see the principle, it's partial and applies everywhere. One of those clear illustrations of that always tell you, you have to get the principles clear. Once you've got the klal clear, the application is not so difficult. To understand the principle is sometimes very hard, but once you understand it, it's poshut. It's so easy now. Now, when you look at everything, it just everything clicks into the principle. The mamash poshut. Because her ikka, the neshama's ikka, is there, and there she's nakeva klapi Hashem. Let's go one step deeper if we can. Once we're on a roll here and we've got the klal and it's quite easy to apply it now and we're getting the picture very clear. Let's try and go a little bit step deeper here. How's that for a hakdama to what we're going to deal with? There's a great depth here. And that which the neshama is called Beloshen Nekeva. And it's an unbelievable ha'ara, unbelievable observation, whatever you want to call it, awesome, into Yerushalayim, and it's a Yesod Gadol. This is a big foundation. So, exciting, yeah? Let's see what it does. Kol ma shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olamoy, we should have said today, Shmai, to understand this. Kol ma shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olamoy, afel pi shel amito shel dover, akol tolu b'Hashem Yisbarach, shechiyeh oto b'kol rega v'rega. That's poshut, yeah? Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, his world, despite the fact that Amitah Shel Dover, the MS Dover is, everything's dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gives life to it every moment, right? No one would argue with that. Everything in the world that's alive, that's, yeah, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every moment is, he's giving it life every second. If he would stop thinking about it for one nanosecond, the thing would cease to exist. It exists because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing it into being every moment. That's posh, yeah? We know that that's the truth in Achinam. Aval, when you look at things in this world, through our eyes, everything seems to have its own sort of place, its own standing, its own existence. I don't know where he's going with this. We'll see. Let's just get the words first. You can take that thing, and you can put it away in a safe, in a strong room, and you can save it for tomorrow. That's how it looks, right? You take this whatever it is, this fruit, and you put it in the fridge because you want it for tomorrow. So there it is. I'm keeping it for tomorrow. Lemoshel, Adam Achayish Shemachal Lo Yimotze Lechem. Oh, he's using bread. Okay. It's a la palta. Tomorrow there's not going to be no bread. Yeah, yesh machsor b'shuk, as they say in this country. Yeah, there in the makolet and the fridge, the shelves are empty. So you're a bit worried. You find one loaf of bread, you take it home. Yochli shmo divre meichel bo'etze, v'macha lo yitno lo min ha'chadash, yikach min ha'shomor. So you take it home, you put it in the storage place. So tomorrow, if they don't give you new bread, you'll be able to go and take yesterday's bread and eat it today. Nachon, that's poshut. Vafilu avir efshel shomer al day tachboilis b'maychel amiuchad lekach. Even air, if you worry that tomorrow in the makolet they won't have oxygen for you to breathe, you can store it in a bottle. That's what they do. No, you get these oxygen bottles, and then tomorrow you'll have what to breathe. People that go underwater, scuba diving, yeah, how do they do that? Because they stored the oxygen in a bottle, and then you breathe from the bottle. Correct. So even air you can store for tomorrow. Nachon. Clear. Okay. Let's go one step further. Aval ha'chayim, what about life? Hem chofetz she'eini oimed mitzad atzmoi af l'rega. I'm not sure if I'm going to be around tomorrow, so I'll take my life and I'll store it somewhere. So tomorrow, if I don't get life, I'll use yesterday's life today. Correct? What happened here? The system just doesn't even begin to start. That you have to get every moment new from the source of life. Can't store it up for tomorrow. I won't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow. What do you mean? If for one moment they would take away the life of a person, then he go to the storeroom and take what he stored up there. He put it away in the freezer, and now he goes and he just tastes the law. Interesting that, no? Piece of bread you can save for tomorrow, but life, you can't store it. There's no way to, even oxygen you can store, but this you can't store. Even light, by the way, you can store. We've even learned how to store electricity. It's called batteries. You know what I'm saying? Even something like
Kashmir, you can't even see. For the bread, for the bread, for example, we don't store, we don't use this time. That means we put on the side and we is still here, but we don't use. The life is perhaps the same thing. We don't use the life for one day and then we continue. It's not stopping. That means the bread is still here, but we don't use. For the life, it's perhaps the same thing.
Life is not like that. You can't say, well, tomorrow I'm not going to be here, so I'll take some of today and store it for tomorrow. And tomorrow, because I don't get given life. Hashem doesn't give me life. So therefore, tomorrow I'll use today's life tomorrow because I stored it.
The bread's the same thing. It's the same thing.
The bread I can take, today's bread, I can put it in the freezer and tomorrow I can take it out and eat it. That's how it looks.
Still alive.
Now, once again, you're 100% correct. The way we talk about the way it looks to us in this world.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. The bread that you put away now is only in the freezer tomorrow because Hashem's willing it into existence every moment.
Yeah.
We have to maybe stop here for one second. Maybe let's finish the parallel. I'll come back to what you said.
Okay.
No, you're touching on a big nakuda here, which needs to be looked at as well. It's an important thing. Let's finish here and I'll come back to what you say. Because this, Nachinami. Yeah, you touched on something ma'od yisodi. One second. There's no way to take from today's moments that you don't use and store them for tomorrow. That I think is of a poshut, yeah? The truth is, you're right. The same as with the bread. It just looks to us like you can do it. But in essence, you'll see it's exactly the same. And I'll show you now what I mean. Life you get every second from Hashem. That's what you should have in mind when you're saying our lives are in your hands. And that's what Hashem's called. Okay. That's why the neshama, the nefesh chaya, is called nekeva. The neshama is the biggest life force we have. That's mashpia and giving to the man the biggest zocha you can find. Her ikka place is that she's receiving life every moment from the makor achaim. So in that relationship, lechein ze medagesh mugdash. That's why she's called Nekeva B'kol Mokom. Okay? So now, we have to just understand one big yesod here. 4 minutes is not enough, but at least let's put the words on the table and we can expand this out. You need this for the 9:30 shir as well. You need this for everything. Nefesh Chayim discusses this. But the moshel is a very important moshel to have. When we look at life looks like something that's going on. Why is that apple there? Because it was there before, and it was there before. And why is it disintegrating now and becoming rotten? Because the bacteria got in there, and that's what's happening. Life looks like one long, big process, yeah? You go to bed at night, you wake up in the morning, I call it whatever, why is it there? Because there was a bed here, now there's a bed here. There's not anything majorly new happening, correct? That's how we look at life. In truth, we know, and we say it every day, and we're not lying, and the Chazal tell us, Tomid Mamash. Means every moment and moment, every 1,080 moments in a minute, every moment, because Baruch Hu is creating the world, Yesh Me'ayin. But we don't see that. We don't see the world disappearing and becoming nothing and then being recreated and stopping recreated. So we have no way of grasping that. We don't know what that means, but that's what's happening. Yeah? There are many applications in Tfilah and whatever, but the marshal, the marshal, the Moedika marshal, Today, you can't explain this to the kids because they don't know how movies work, because everything's digitally, digital. But us older guys, I don't know about Yitzhak, maybe you, I don't know how old you are, but there used to be a thing called movies, yeah? A strip of film, yeah? And each frame is a different picture, yeah? And if you play it one at a time, you'll see this, and then you'll see the guy. It looks, when you play the movie, like
a guy walking across
the room. You see the guy walking across the room, but he never walked across the room. All they did was they took one picture here with him here, and another one there, and another one there, and another one there. When you look at the movie, it looks like one ongoing story, but it's not. It's just one frame, and another frame, and another frame. And each frame is a new moment. That's how life really is. Life is like...
I saw a rotary phone, so I think I'm old. I saw a rotary phone once, so I'm old enough for the muscle.
Okay, if you've got the muscle, that's good. Important that you understand the muscle. The setup... Okay. So the marshal is clear. When you're watching a movie on the screen, that's what life looks like. Just this ongoing, you know. But if you understand the MS, it's not like that at all. But it looks like that. How can it be? Because that's how things work. You shine a light through the thing, it shines on the wall, and you run it quick enough, and that looks like animations. You see it clearly how they do animations. One picture, one picture, one picture. And I think that's a pretty simple marshal. And the Nimshal is like that as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu is recreating the world every moment. To us, it doesn't look like that. It looks like it's an ongoing story. That's why you can take a piece of bread today and you can save it for tomorrow. But you must know that that bread that you took today is not the same bread that you put in the tank out the freezer, because Hashem's recreating it every moment. Yesh mi'ayna. That's what's exactly the same as life. That's what you were saying, Rav Shmuel.
Yeah.
The only thing is, we don't see it there. We don't see that. We think we can take a piece of bread and put it away today for tomorrow because we're watching the movie, not the film, not the strip.
But the difference with the bread, if we eat the bread, it seems it disappears, but it's not correct. It is transformed in another thing. But the people are continue to be the same. So the air, it's the same thing. It's a transformation. It's because this one we can keep one day for another one, because after it's a transformation.
Nachon. That's 100% correct, but that's another sugya.
That's
all focusing on the difference between. Why is it that a poshita can take a piece of bread and save it for tomorrow? Your life, the moments you have now, you can't save for tomorrow. If you didn't use these 10 minutes now, you go, well, okay, I'll put them in the freezer and I'll take them out tomorrow. That's poshita. Okay. Every two-year-old understands that's not shaykh. Why not? The truth is, the bread's exactly the same as well. You're not storing today's bread for tomorrow. Shem's just recreating for you every moment, and it's the same as your life. And that's the famous story. We end with this, the Briskarov, when he was in Vilna. So there was no food. Food was a major issue in the war when they were hiding out in Vilna. There was overpopulation. It was horrific, the shortages of food. Just to get an egg was like it. And the Briskarov, whatever he had, he finished that day. He never kept for tomorrow. Never saved for tomorrow. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be alive. He'll give me to breathe. He'll give me to eat. That was his. The Briskarov's betochen was in another dargi. He was holding by ein oid milvado kipshuto in every aspect of his life. It was coming Erev Yom Kippur. Now, Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah deraisa to eat. So on the 8th, the Briskarov had some bread, and he felt that since it was a mitzvah, it would be appropriate to keep some bread of the 8th for the 9th to makayim the mitzvah. When it came to just eating, that's one thing. I was a mitzvah. I have to make ishtadlus to keep the mitzvah. So he put away bread from the 8th to be able to eat on Erev Yom Kippur as the mitzvah. Yeah? As I was sitting down to eat the Sudan's Masfekas, a lady came in. And she said, you won't believe what just happened. I had baked a challah. She'd managed to get some flour and she was saving or whatever. I baked the challah for the Briskarov to eat. And he said, that he should have a challah for Erev Yom Kippur. And just as I was about to take the challah out the oven, one of these mortars came in and smacked the oven and blew up the oven. And I've got nothing to give the Briskarov. And the Briskarov turned around and said, you see, had I not saved the bread, I would have got the challah. Even that he felt was too much ishtadlus afterwards. In retrospect, at the time, that was his cheshbon, and he felt was the right thing to do. He said, but even there, you see, that means, Hashem's creating the world every moment. I'll tell you just one quick application in tefillah. If a person's davening for a refuah, let's say, there's no refuah for this person. The doctors have said there's no refuah for this person. What does that mean? In the next moment, Hashem can create a new world, and he's going to create a new world, and in that new world, there can be that refuah. The first woman that got penicillin in this country had pneumonia, and the doctors have said, there's nothing we can do for you, you're going to die. I can't remember her name. She was a well-known woman. She lived in, I think she was in Bnei Brak, even in those days. A frug woman. She was the first woman to get penicillin in this country.
That it's interesting because in the midbar, the man, that was the same thing. That yes. means we can keep one day and otherwise it's out.
You just said a moridical thing. That might be the big lesson of the mon going bad, is to teach us that lesson.
Yeah.
You don't think you're keeping mon for today, for tomorrow, because that's not what's happening. I'm creating mon every day. Why do you have to save it? The same as you can't save your life. You can't save your time. You can't save your moment. You can't save your bread either. That's moridic. Oh, yeah, that's a galdic insight. So sorry here on that. But we have to go because Shabbos is coming, and that's why we're here. Beseder.
Okay.
Niflitika stuff, Rabbi. So I think it was worthwhile learning the Sefer just to learn this.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's play with it a little bit and come back with some interesting examples you'll discover during the week. A good Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos. Ishkoya.